Well, we're glad to be here once again on this Tuesday morning.
周二再次和大家相见，我很高兴。
You know, we're in troubled times.
你知道我们是在一个艰难的时代。
But we have a comfort in our Lord.
但是我们在主里是有安慰的。
We keep praying for our brothers and sisters.
我们继续为弟兄姐妹祷告。
But God truly is in control.
神真的是在掌管。
You may say, well, it doesn't look like it, but he is.
你说好像看的不是这样的呀，但是神是在掌管。
Let's just pray. Let's just bow our hearts together.
让我们的心真的匍匐在神面前一起来祷告。
Remember to pray for those that are in war today, that God would just be with them in a very real way.
求你大家为在战争中的这些人们祷告，让神以一种很真实的和他们同在。
Father, we're so deeply grateful today for the love of our Lord Jesus Christ.
亲爱的主，我们真的是为你的爱来深深的感谢。
We're so thankful for the precious Holy Spirit that guides us.
真的是宝贵的圣灵在引导我们。
We are a very blessed people.
我们是很蒙福的人群。
Today, as we go into your word, Lord, open our hearts and minds.
当我们学习你话语的时候，求你打开我们的心，打开我们的意念。
Sometimes we don't always understand.
有的时候我们并不完全理解。
But the Holy Spirit promised to show us the truths from God's word.
但是圣灵就是应许会让我们看到神的话里的真理。
Lord, we pray for the war today.
哦，亲爱的主，我们为今天的这个乌克兰的征战来祷告。
There are many Christians in that country.
在那个国家有很多的弟兄姐妹。
And they've been praying.
他们一直在祷告。
Lord, you have done miracles.
主啊，你行过神迹。
We pray, Father, that you'll continue to be with them.
主啊，求你继续的和他们同在。
We trust, Lord, today that as we study and as we are together, that the fellowship of our Lord will be very real to us.
当我们学习今天在一起的时候，主啊，你的真的是同在，你的。交通就很真实的和我们同在。
In my heart, when the war began, and I recognized there were many born again Christians in Ukraine.
然后呢，当这个战争开始了以后呢，我就意识到说，在乌克兰有很多重生的基督徒。
And I thought in my heart, Lord, there's going to be some miracles that we're going to hear about.
然后我就知道说，神呐，在那边会有神迹。
Well, the first one, the one that I heard today was from a pastor there.
我今天听到的第一个是从一位牧师他讲的。
He said, God is doing miraculous things.
他说神在那个地方做奇妙，行奇妙的事。
He said, bullets are coming, but none of them are hitting.
他说这个子弹到处都在飞，但是没有一个打上。
So in that particular place where God's children are,God is taking care of his children.
所以在那个特别在那个地方，然后神在照看他的儿女。
Now, for the next few weeks, every time that I come to speak to you, I'm going to talk to you about the purpose for our lives.
然后呢，在我就是从现在到未来的几周，我来讲的时候，我就会讲这个有目的的人生。
You see, God did not create anything without a purpose.
神创造我们是。不是说漫无目的的。
I was thinking about the creation of all the animals and the sea life and so forth. And I was thinking about it. And I have learned. Is that too much for you, honey?
If I can stop. 就是说神创造的这个神所创造的比如说那些动物啊还有很多的生物。
I have learned in my study through the years that I used to like science.
我过去曾经很喜欢这个科学，自然科学。
And I learned that all these different types of animals and sea life and so forth, God had a purpose because he had what we call a food chain.
然后呢，就是神所创造的这一切，不管是动物啊，还是海洋的生物也好，神创造他们是有个目的的，就是有一个食物链。
And so all the animals and all the sea life, they have someone just above them that will eat them.
然后在这些动物跟海洋生物里边呢，他们就在这个食物链里有吃他们的。
They don't eat them to the extension, but until there's none. But that seems the way God had his purpose for every one of these little creatures that he made.
然后呢，他吃他们呢，就是说，所以他们不会说过度的繁衍。所以神创造每个动物呢，就是都是有他的目的的。
But he had a greater purpose for us.
但是神对我们有个更伟大的目的。
We weren't part of the food chain.
We won't. We
were not part of the.
我们不是属于那个食物链的一部分，我们不属于那个。
Actually, because we were created in His image.
因为我们是照着形象造的。
He created us for a purpose.
他造我们是有一个目的的。
And that purpose is sonhood. In other words, to be His child.
他创造我们就是有一天或者有什么方式，我们成为他的儿女。
Now, when we look at the angels and we look at man, we recognize that these are all created images, are created beings that God has created for purpose.
我们看所有的神创造的一切，包括看到我们人，我们知道神创造我们是有目的的。
But when He created the angels and He created man, He gave them an ability to choose.
当神创造天使也创造了人的时候，神给了天使和人这个选择的权利，选择的能力。
Now the pig doesn't choose who's going to eat him.
然后呢，这个猪呢是没有办法谁吃它，或者它要吃谁，它要吃什么。
The shrimp has no choice who's going to eat him either.
那个海洋中的虾呢也没有选择说谁可以吃它。
But God has given, with all jokes aside, God has given a purpose, but He gave each one, the angels and man, the ability to choose.
神呢就是给天使和人，给每个人呢有这种能力去选择。
To me, that's wonderful.
那当然很棒。
That's wonderful that God has allowed you and I to have this choice.
神允许我们有这种选择。
You see, that makes us that we are not robots.
这让我们，神没有把我们造成机器人，我们是可以选择的。
He didn't just put us here to walk around the as robots and do as they say.
然后神不是把我们放在这儿，就像那个机器人走来走去，做这个已经编好的程序。
Now, when the angels had the power to choose whether they wanted to go with the fallen angel Satan or if they wanted to stay with God,
就是呢，天使呢，他是有这种选择权，就是他可以选择他是要跟着撒旦一起堕落呢，还是跟随神。
We see that a third of them went with Satan.
你知道有三分之一的天使就背逆神，跟随了撒旦。
Then God made man with that same power of choice.
神同样也给人这个选择的能力。
But the problem with man was it was 100% that failed God.
但是呢，人呢却是百分之百的，就是不跟谁，百分之百的就是在这方面失败了。
He blamed Satan.
这个夏娃呢，他就责备撒旦，他就把他的他就怪罪于撒旦他的失败。
She blamed her choice on him. It was because he said.
然后呢，夏娃就说，他把他的责任呢，他的选择呢，推在这个蛇的身上，说是他说了。
Man has always been blaming something else for his sinful problem.
这个人呢，人类就一直在为了自己的有罪的这个问题呢，在责怪别人，怪罪别人。
But it's not really
或者怪罪别的事儿。
But it's not altogether Satan that causes us to fall.
并不说总是那个撒旦让我们跌倒。
Being born with that fallen nature.
因为我们每个人都有这个堕落的本性，这个天性。
It's much easier for us to do things that are wrong than sometimes things that are right.
就是做这个错误的选择，做错误的事，比做正确的事，对我们来讲更来的自然而然。
I love the little children that come here to visit me.
那就是师母的那个外甥女来我这里的时候，我都很喜欢他们。
But I watch those children.
但是我看了这些小孩子。
And I notice that it's very easy for them to maybe lie a little.
然后呢，我就注意到呢，非常容易对他们来讲，可能讲点这边讲点小谎话呀。
Or to try to take something home maybe that doesn't belong to them.
或者是把一些不属于他们的东西呢拿回家。
And they can get so angry.
然后有时候又很生气。
And they're so sly about things they like to do and what they want.
然后呢，他们就想去做他们想做的事情。
So you see, that's man's sinful nature.
这就是我们人的这个罪性。
We have to work hard to teach them what is right and what is good and to keep them following that.
然后呢，我们就要很努力的去教他们什么是对的，什么是错的，让他们不要跌倒，不要去做这个错误的选择。
But there's coming a time, and we study this in Revelation.
但是呢，到了我们学习那个启示录的时候。
Isaiah talks about it. He talked about a time when there's going to be 1,000 years where Jesus is going to, or he said the Messiah, is going to rule, and it's going to be a time that Satan's going to be chained.
然后呢，以赛亚是谈到说有个千禧年，就在那个时候，耶稣基督就做王，撒旦被捆绑1000年。
At the end of that 1,000 years, he's going to loosen Satan.
但是到了那1000年完了，撒旦必从监牢里被释放。
And Satan's going to come to the earth then, and with his power, these that were born during the millennial time, many of them are leaving Christ that they have seen perfection for 1,000 years and go to try to destroy the kingdom of God.
然后呢，在这个千禧年中间呢，会有很多的这个人出生。他们虽然是这1000年都看的都是完美的景象，但是他们还是到后边呢，要离开神，选择离开神，要毁掉神的国度，跟神的国相敌对。
You may not quite understand what I'm saying today.
也许你不太了解我讲的是什么。
But if any of you are interested.Lay can give you the last or the tape that talks about the millennial.
如果大家有兴趣的话呢，可以找我要这个连接，不过都是英文的。
And you can understand a little better.
你就对这个就可以更了解。
But now we see that God had a purpose for us, and that purpose, as I said, was to make us sons.
然后神对我们是有一个目标，有个心意的，就是要让我们成为他的儿女。
Now you say, Sister Schwartz, you mean it's only going to be the men?
你说刚才妈咪讲的是儿子们，那妈你就会问妈咪说，只有男生吗？
When we get to heaven, there's not going to really be sons and daughters and so forth. We're all going to be one, but somehow we had to express it in the writings of the Word of God.
然后呢，到了天堂的时候呢，就是不是说是这个儿子女儿，我们都是一体的，就是整个一在一起的。但是为了表达的期间，圣经上是这么写：儿子，神是人。
So his purpose was to bring the gospel to you and give you the choice whether you wanted to serve him.
然后呢，神的这个目的就是。让我们能听到福音，然后给我们这个选择，让我们选择是否要服侍他。
And you have chosen that you do want to serve him.
你已经选择说我的确是想要服侍他。
So as children of God, we're born into his family.
所以作为神的孩子，我们是生在神的家里。
He called us babes in Christ.
他称我们是基督里的婴孩，那个时候我们刚信主的时候。
That means we are to grow.
那婴孩就意味着我们要成长。
And he takes us step by step in our spiritual life, helping us to grow what? To be what he wants us to be.
就在我们的属灵生命中，他就一步一步地引导我们，让我们长成他要我们成为的样式。
Now I want to talk about the first purpose why he made us.
然后神创造我们的第一个目标。
He made us to love him.
他创造我们是为了让我们爱他。
You see, God himself is love.
神是爱。
And when he created us, this is the desire from him.
当他创造我们的时候，这是他的心愿。
We have to understand this.That he wants us as a child of God to really, what shall I say, to really from our own hearts, not because we're made to, but because we want to and we want to love him.
就是神让我们成为他的孩子，让我们爱他，不是说我们必须要这样，而是说我们真的从心里我们愿意来爱他，我们有这种愿望，自己的选择要去爱他。
So God give us the ability to choose whether we wanted to.
所以呢，神给了我们这种选择的能力，让我们能够选择我们是不是要爱他，要跟随他。
And so when we choose, it gives God pleasure.
所以呢，当我们选择是要跟随神的时候，这个就是给神的心带来喜悦。
I believe in heaven.As the angels recognize, and when you become a child of God, I believe there's something wonderful that's happening in heaven too.
我相信在我们就是成为神的孩子的时候，真的是天堂上有一些特别的事情，特别的庆祝发生。
What gives us more pleasure as a mother, you all of you have no doubt are mothers, than when you have a son or a daughter that is very loving,obedient, cares about you, and looks to your benefit more than to their own.
就是作为妈妈，作为妈妈们，作为父母，有什么比让就是我们的孩子他们爱我们，爱我们，听我们的话，然后也很愿意来考虑我们的益处，让我们更觉得欣慰的呢？
Wouldn't that give you pleasure?
那个是不是让你的心里边很开心，很欣慰呢？
Of course, we recognize the only reason we can even love is because God made us in his image and because he is love.
我们之所以能爱是因为我们是照着神的形象创造的，然后也是因为神他就是爱。
God didn't need us.
神并不需要我们。
He has a host of angels that's innumerable.
他有这个无数的天使。
He wasn't looking for company.
他并不是在寻找同伴。
What he was looking for was a child.
神在找的是孩子, 一个孩子。
Oh, a child that would love him.
是爱他的孩子。
Not, as I said before, not because we have to, but because we want to.
并不是我们必须得这样子，而是因为我们愿意，我们想要去爱神。
And from our heart, we freely express that love.
从我们的心底，我们就是让这种爱涌流出来，就是有这种爱。
In Revelations 4, verse 11, it says this.
启示录4章11节。
Worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created.
启示录四章十一节这么说，我们的主，我们的神，你是配得荣耀尊贵权柄的，因为你创造了万物，并且万物是因你的旨意被创造而有的。
So in our praise to God, we're saying you are first. We understand that thou art God. You're marvelous. Your power, it's something that means so much to us.
然后呢，当我们赞美神的时候，我们就真的是说，神啊，你是如此的有全能、荣耀、尊贵，真的是那个是当我们赞美神的时候，就有奇妙的事发生。
Psalms 149, the fourth verse says this.
诗篇149篇第四篇这么说。
For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He adores the humble with salvation.
因为耶和华喜爱他的百姓，他要用救恩当作谦卑人的装饰。
So if we could understand that the focus of God is on us and our love toward him.
然后神对我们的关注就是在我们身上，而且是我们对他的爱。
We're told to love him with everything, with our body, with all of our strength, with all of our might, all that's in us, and to love others as of ourselves.
神告诉我们要尽心尽性尽力尽意去爱主我们的神，也要爱人如己。
So in Hosea 6:6, this is what he talks about too.
然后在何西阿书六章六节，神这么说。
For he said, for I desire steadfast love, not sacrifices, the knowledge of God rather than burnt offerings.
就是我喜爱良善，或做连续，不喜爱祭事，喜爱认识神，胜于燔祭。
He's not looking for anything special from us.
他没有说要让我们给他什么特别的。
He's not looking the things that we do because the word of God tells us. Those aren't the things that bring great pleasure to him. It's our love toward him that brings great pleasure.
不是我们做什么特别的事情给神带来很大的给神带来喜悦，而是我们对他的爱。
So then the most important thing is to know him and to love him back.
就是最重要的事情就是认识神并且爱他。
Now, one of the great ways we do that is when we're called to worship. You know, the feelings or expressions of reverence, respect, adoration, love, and devotion, this is what he longs for from us.
就是神就是我们对神的爱的最大的一个表现就是去敬拜神，我们向神表示我们的对神的敬重，对神的那种崇拜，还有神的那种仰慕，对神的爱，还有我们对神的委身。
See, that's why the hymns that we sing, as we lift up our heart and sing them from our heart, oh, I don't know how it resounds in heaven and how God enjoys that.
当我们从心里边来唱赞美诗的时候，就是从心里来赞美他的时候，我不知道在天堂上是不是有回响，但是那个真的是让神的心喜悦。
When we get on our knees and lift up our heads and begin to praise him and thank him and knows it and tell him of his greatness and what he means to us, I don't think we know what it does to the heart of God.
当我们跪下来，真的是祷告赞美神感谢神，然后告诉神他多么伟大的时候，我们不知道那个是对神的心是怎么样的一种让给神带来喜悦。
If we're not careful, it gets to be just we do these things because this is what we need to do.
我们如果不小心的话，就会变成一种流于形式，就是哦，我们这样做，我们祷告，我们这样子赞美，因为我们必须要做。
But it never should be like that.It should be something that rises up from our heart and touches the heart of God. This is the loving, what shall I say? This is how we love him, show him our love. And it's very real to God.
就是这个永远应该不是说一种流于形式，而是说这种赞美，这种对神的爱从我们心里边真的是涌出来，真的是跟神的心流到神的心里边，就是跟神的心相连，这是我们显示我们的爱。
First Timothy 6:21 tells us this.
提摩太前书六章二十一节这么讲，二十一节。
Don't give it my words. He said, Timothy, Paul said to Timothy, keep that entrusted to you.
就是说保罗对提摩太说，提摩太啊，你要保守所托付你的。
Avoid vain babbling, just talking, just giving, just saying it. Avoid that.
躲避世俗的虚谈，就是那个天天就是说来说去的，但是没有什么内容。
And don't just depend on knowledge, because knowledge is empty.
不要只是依靠知识，因为知识是空洞的，是空虚的。
If that knowledge doesn't have the wisdom of God, we're just learning facts.
如果这个知识里没有神的智慧，我们所学到的不过就是一些事实，一些知识而已。
He said, because some profess it, but they swerve from the faith. It's not real. It's not true. It's not that faith reaching up to him and expressing it to him.
然后已经有人自称有了这学问，就偏离了真道。所以他们的这种学问，这种并不是真实的，并没有说真的是抓住神。
I recognize that we don't always feel him.
我知道有的时候并不总能感觉到神。
There's not always something bubbling up in us.
并不是我们里边啊想到神就总是很激动，很有激情，很有热情。
Sometimes we're weary. Sometimes we're confused. But if we can develop in us that when I do go to him, I'm going to go with that truth in my heart that I love him, that he really is the God that's in my heart, I believe our lives and our faith would even be different.
然后呢，就是我知道有的时候呢，我们会疲劳，会疲累，我们也会有这种混淆。但是呢，如果我们养成一种习惯，就是当我们来到神面前，我们真的是里边是有这个真理，知道说我们爱他，然后他是我们，真的是我们的神，我觉得那个会让我们的生活不同。
How do we know when we're not loving God?
我们如何知道我们其实并没有爱神呢？
It talks about it in the word of God. That is by worrying.
然后呢，神其实神就给我们，我们怎么知道我们没有爱神呢？就是忧虑。
I think that hits about all of us.
我想我们所有的人大概都能够有时候会属于这一类忧虑，都会有忧虑。
God spoke about worry, that we're not to do it.
神讲到这个忧虑，告诉我们不要这样，不要去忧虑。
Because why? Because it acts as if God doesn't exist.
因为我们忧虑表示什么呢？好像我们表现出来好像神不存在一样。
See, we must act as if we're depending on him.
我们要表现出来，其实我们应该是依靠他的。
There's nothing he cannot do.
没有任何事是神成就不了的，神不能做的。
Maybe we don't know that there are 7,000 promises in the Bible that God has promised us.
也许我们不知道，在圣经中有7,000个应许是神给我们的，说他会照料我们。
In the area of taking care of us.
就是在7,000个应许是在这个神会照看顾我们的这个领域之内。
We act like an orphan, that we don't have a heavenly father.
我们好像活了像一个孤儿，好像没有一位天父。
And he longs to take care of us.
神真的是非常愿意，非常渴望来照料我，看顾我们，照料我们。
I've been guilty of this.Oh, so many times.
我自己也在这方面也跌倒很多次，就是这个忧虑方面。
Until I recognize I have a God that can take care of this for me.
然后直到我最后真的认出说，我有一位神，他可以照顾这一切。
It's another step. It's almost like we're an atheist, as if there were no God.
有的时候呢，就是我们就像那个无神论者，好像神就不存在一样。
The Lord has helped me. I recognized. I look to him now. I don't understand all his ways.
然后呢，神有在帮助我。我现在就说，我看到神，我神的有的行事的方式，神的道路，我并不一定都明白。
There's times that he has said yes to my prayer. Times that he has instantaneously healed me.
然后呢？有的时候我的祷告神会说好说是，有的时候神就在我祷告的时候，神就一下真的是充满我，神就马上医治我。
I had started a school and came in.
我在那个宣教的时候呢，在那儿开了一所学校。
It was just beginning.
那就刚开始学校刚开始建。
And I remember I stepped in a crab hole.
然后呢，我就脚踩到一个洞里。
I heard my ankle twister, whatever it does, the ligaments, whatever, oh, it was terribly painful.
然后呢，我的脚就崴住了，不知道是什么，反正就是我的那个脚踝痛得不得了。
So I was start, I had to get on crutches.
所以我就得那个靠拐杖了。
Now, I was a very big woman then. I was over 200 pounds.
在那个时候我挺胖的，体重都超过200磅。
When you try to put 200 pounds on crutches, it hurts.
然后呢，你想要用这个拐杖来走路，对我那个体重那很痛的。
So I'm trying to get the school started. I go to the doctor.
所以呢，我想要学校。
He says to me, Miss Fortune, you've got to get off the foot.
然后呢，学校开始，所以我就去看医生。医生说你现在得要静养。
I couldn't. I had to get all the things prepared for school to open.
但是我不能那时候静养，因为我要把这些东西都准备好，要学校要开学了。
I would go again.
所以我就又去。
You've got to get off your foot.
因为我的那个这些还在这样呢，后来就还是痛嘛。医生就说你必须得要静养，卧床静养。
It must have been hurting very bad. And one day I went back to him.
然后肯定是痛得很厉害，我就看医生，我就去看医生。
And he said to me this time, "Don't come back until you get off of your foot."
然后他这次就说，他如果你不都卧床静养，你就不要再回来看我了。
Well, that was the end of my crutch, the doctor.
所以呢，这是我最后一次看那个让我拄拐杖的医生。
I stopped on the way home to the lady that was used to be the pastor, but she was retired, and we prayed.
然后呢，我在回家的路上呢，我就去那个姐一个原来她是牧师一个姐妹那儿，然后呢，她现在已经退休了。
In the afternoon, I was visiting one of my sick elder brothers that was in the church, and we prayed.
然后呢，下午又去探访一个年长的弟兄，在生病的弟兄，我们也一起祷告。
Then I went home, and I sat down to prepare my lesson for the next day.
然后我就回到家，我就开始准备我第二天要上的课。
I had to get up and get something down the hallway.
我必须要去走廊上去拿一些东西。
So I got up from the seat. I started down the hallway and as I was going down the hallway, I stopped. I thought my foot doesn't hurt.
然后呢，我就站起来去拿。我走了一半，突然说，哎，我的脚怎么不痛了？
From that moment, it was gone.
从那刻开始，那个痛就离开了。
And I can tell you some other times that God answered prayer.
我知道真的是有的别的时候，神如何回应我们的祷告。
He said, "As your faith, so shall it be to you."
就是照着我们的信心成就。有的地方说
as we can reach beyond our own thinking and what man and what we lean on and get hold of God, you'd be surprised the things that God would do for us.
就是如果我们越过我们的那个这种有限，我们的。理性或者思想，然后我们越过不靠别的东西，就抓住神，紧紧的靠神，我们可以看到神为我们成就了什么。
Then we may pray and he doesn't answer.
也许我，但是有的时候我们祷告，神说不，神不不。
But God has to work in our lives many times to answer what we pray for.
然后呢，神是有的，很多时候是要在我们的生命中来工作，来成就。
Sometimes.Sometimes he has to work on, I'm sorry. Sometimes he has to work on another person because your prayer involves another person.
有的时候呢，神的这个祷告的回应呢，就是牵涉到另外一个人，神必须要在那个人身上工作。
Then there's times it's just a no, that's not for you.
有的时候神就说不，这个不是给你的。
So you see, we have to.But we have to have a steadfast understanding and hope that and faith that our God will answer. It will be the way he knows best for me, but he will answer.
就是我们必须有一个稳固的一个理解，就是说有这种信心跟盼望，说神会回应，但是是以他的方式。
I wondered how it hurts a mother or dad's heart when their child doesn't trust them.
如果你的孩子不能够信任你的话，或者信靠你的话，这对父母来讲是多么伤心的一件事。
When they needed something, but they didn't come to you, they went to somebody else, a neighbor, a friend, a relative.
如果他们需要什么东西，他们不是来找你要，而是去邻居啊，或者去朋友，或者是亲戚那里，那对父母是一件很伤心的事情。
Sometimes we have hurt the heart of God.
有的时候我们也真的是伤神的心。
By trusting all other things instead of him.
就是去信靠别的很多的东西，唯独没有信靠神。
Matthew 6:32 tells us a little bit about that.
马太福音六章三十二节告诉我们一点这方面的。
Can you read that for us, honey?
Yes. 这都是外邦人所求的，你们需用的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。
Okay, that's 32 and 30, read down to 34.
Okay, 你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。
He talked about the Gentiles, and the Gentiles really were not looking to God. They went to their own ideas and their own thoughts. But he said, "You have a heavenly Father."
他讲到说
and he knows what you need.
他讲到说，其实主耶稣在这个六章里面讲到这个外邦人，外邦人有他们自己的。他们不认识神嘛，他们有自己的想法，所以他们就过自己的生活。但是主耶稣说，你们是有天赋的，他知道我们需要。
He said this, seek the kingdom of God first.
主耶稣说，先求他的国和他的义。
Live righteously, and he'll add these things to you.
过一个公义的生活，这些东西神都会加给你们。
And then he warns us there.Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for the tomorrow will be anxious for itself, because every day has its problems.
接着他就警告我们说，不要为明天忧虑，因为明天呢，有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。
So he's saying, today's problems, face them. Come to me, talk to me, read my word, get encouragement, and I'll be there.To help you.
就是主耶稣说，你今天的难处，你就今天到我面前来，你祷告，你向我求，寻求帮助，我今天是会帮助你。
So children, first purpose of ours is to know God, really know him, and to love him.
所以首先让我们在心里定义，就是我们要认识神，我们要爱神。
I think a good example, and we're going to close with this, is Abraham.
我觉得一个很好的例子就是亚伯拉罕。
Abraham loved his son.
亚伯拉罕爱他的儿子。
He had waited a long time for this chosen son.
他真的是等了很久，等这个就是被应许的孩子，也是被神拣选的孩子。
But he also loved God.
他也爱神。
And there was another step beyond just loving God. He reverenced and respected God.
他不单单是说爱神，还有另外一个，还有更深的一步要走，就是要敬畏神。
And I've often thought about the time that God said, Abraham, I want you to offer up your son.
我常常想，就是当神对亚伯拉罕说，亚伯拉罕呢，我要你把你的儿子以撒献为燔祭的时候。
Now all of us knows that experience when our heart drops and it seems like something hits us in the pit of our stomach.
我们都知道，就是有的时候那个心好像一下子发凉掉下去，好像。
I believe maybe when Abraham heard this, it was a true reaction of I don't know how his reaction was.
我不知道亚伯拉罕听到这个是什么反应，但是我想可能是有，肯定是有一个很强的反应。
But it seems like the next day, he started on his journey to take his son to sacrifice.
但是看起来，就第二天一早起来，他就带上儿子就去那个山，神所指定的山上了。
As much as he loved his son, he had a reverence and respect. For God.
虽然他很爱他的儿子，但是他对神有那种敬重，有敬畏。
And he could not or would not refuse him.
他不能也不肯去就是拒绝神的要求。
And we see that he went. We know the story. But somehow I wonder also that he had a tremendous faith in God.
然后呢他也去了，我们也都知道这个故事的结局，但是我知道在这个里面他有一个就是一个伟大的一个巨大的信心。
He knew God had promised him Isaac.
他知道是以撒是神所应许的。
So I believe, I don't know, but I wonder if the faith of Abraham said to himself, God promised me Isaac. And if God kills him, he may even raise him back to life.
我在想，我也想。有可能就是亚伯拉罕说神就应许了我以撒，就算以撒死了神也可以让他从死里复活。
I don't know, but the New Testament said by the, it was because of Abraham's faith that was given, was accounted to him for his righteousness.
但是在新约里面是说是因为亚伯拉罕的信所以算他为义。
Listen, take timeTo love God.
花时间去爱神。
Take time to get alone with him every once in a while.
就是时不时的花时间跟神单独相处。
Read something that can lift up your heart.
就是读一些让你的心扬起来的东西。
Maybe you can get your song book.
或者是拿出来你的那个
赞美诗。Begin to sing to him. Begin to really worship him.
真的是对神唱歌来敬拜神。
Sometimes I'm afraid our devotions is, Lord, help us, be with us, take care of us, watch over us. And Lord, we really thank you, amen.
然后有时候我们的灵修生活就变成了说，神啊，帮助我和我同在，照看我，给我所需用的，阿门，就结束了。
I hope that this week,One day this week, that you'll get your hymn book, you'll get your Bible, you'll go into your room and close it, and there you'll begin to worship him.
然后呢，我就希望这个星期有一天，你不管是拿你的圣经也好，还是赞美诗也好，把门关上，你在那里真的敬拜神。
You will not believe what it will do for you.
你就无法相信这个会给你带来什么。
You say, but Sister Schwartz, my heart's so heavy.
你就会说妈咪啊我们的心很沉重啊。
But he tells us to come to me, those that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
但是主耶稣说你们心里就是有重担的心里沉重的你到我面前来我就使你们得安息。
It's real, and our, when we lift up our heart, it works.Somehow our spirits are lifted. God gives us a renewed strength. This is what he wants for us.
然后呢，当我们到他面前来的时候，有的时候神就真的是重新，让我们重新得力。
I pray that one day this week you'll do that.
我就祷告说，这个星期你会有一天花时间这样做。
I guarantee you will be so happy you did.
我向你保证，你做了之后，你肯定会很开心。你这样做了。
Father, teach us to worship.
哦，父啊，求你教导我们如何来敬拜你。
Teach us to trust you.
教导我们来信靠你。
Help us to learn how to put our cares on you.
帮助我们把我们的顾虑放在你身上。
This is one of the purposes why you made us.
这就是你为什么创造我们的目的、心意之一。
Help us truly to learn how to love you.
让我们真的学习如何真正的来爱你。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, ladies. Have a wonderful week.
神祝福大家有一个很好的一周。